Let me introduce one of my favourite intimacy brands, Bloom Stories. They offer spicy audio stories, guides, and audiobooks for more satisfying me time. I love the depth of their catalogue, over 1,000 fantasies for every mood, with new content released on Fridays. If you like my work, this is definitely for you. Go to bloomstories.com, listen to free episodes, and when you're ready to unlock more, use promo code GIRLONTHENET to save up to 70%. This is Topping from the Bottom, Getting Spanked as a Dominant. This one guy sometimes sort of pats me on the arse, really gently, just with fingertips, a very light stroke slash pat. It's so tentative and soft, as if he's brushing his hand over my bum to test whether it's actually okay to touch me, the way a shy cat might prod your thigh with a single, nervous paw to test out whether yours is a safe lap to settle down on. In a way, I love it, because I think what we're seeing here is an adorable nerd with very little experience of casual intimacy, discovering the gold-plated joy that comes when you realise you're allowed to touch someone's arse just because you fancy it. But it also massively does my head in, because I love having my bum grabbed and slapped and manhandled, but someone brushing delicately over it is frustrating, like giving a starving girl two Pringles and then running away. Our dynamic isn't one which lends itself easily to switching. Somehow I always find myself in charge. So I've been pondering how to go about getting spanked, but in a dominant way, the ultimate topping from the bottom. I think I have it. Next time he touches my arse with soft fingers and tentative gentleness, I'm going to tell him, no, bad. I won't spray him with the water pistol or hit him on the nose with a rolled up newspaper like I usually have to, but I'll wag my finger at him and order, do it again, properly. He will look at me, slightly startled and confused, at which point I'll bend over the kitchen counter, or the sofa, or the table in the garden of Wetherspoons, depending on where we are. Then I'll point my jeans or yoga-clad arse in his direction and say, do it again, but better this time. He'll give my arse a bit more of a smack, but still hold back like he's scared it might hurt me. I'll look at him with such intense scorn that he'll feel like he's just pissed himself in maths class, and issue further instructions. You can do better than that, you pathetic little fuck. Put your fucking back into it. And he'll whack me again, harder. Kind of nervous because I called him pathetic, but excited because he's easy to please. Besides, he fucking loves it when I call him pathetic. Pathetic. I give him my verdict. Okay, listen up, bitch. On a scale from 1 to 10, where 1 is, I can only just feel it, and 10 is, I'm reaching the limit when it comes to my pain tolerance, that was hovering somewhere around a 5. If your next one isn't at least an 8, I won't touch your cock again until tomorrow. Chastened by the threat, he smacks me one more time, and this time he really does go for it, thwacking me so hard on the arse that my spine throbs with aftershocks, which also thud beautifully through my cunt. What a good boy. Next up, I'll test him a little with different numbers, training him to hit me with varying strength and intensity. Give me 2 4s in a row. Now try a 7. 8. 5 lots of 3. Now 1 more 10, hard as you can. Once he's delivered that 10 strength smack, I should probably do a consent check-in. That is how seriously I take my responsibilities when topping from the bottom. I'll check with the man who's thwacking me on the arse if he's happy to continue to do it. He's fine with it, by which I mean he says yes and adjusts the erection he's sporting. So I tell him, okay, we've nailed strength. Now let's talk target practice. a shift ever so slightly to one side, demonstrating that he should try to land his palm on my other butt cheek to even the sensations out a bit. The first stroke lands awkwardly and he yelps out a panicked, "Sorry." I bite back the nurturing, "Oh, don't worry, that's okay," response, the one that I would instinctively give, and instead snap back with, "So you fucking should be." Then I grin, because I'm trying to be dominant here, and it's incredibly hard to take oneself seriously when doming. Honestly, I've got no idea how dominant guys manage to keep a straight face when they're ruining me. Huge respect to you all. Please keep up the miraculous work. Anyway, I get this tentative, subby guy to test out his aim with some target practice, telling him 5 left cheek and 7 right, and then 3 sixes on each as my cunt starts soaking through my knickers. At that point, there's only one more thing he needs to master before I allow him to fuck me. 3 fives in the centre now. There's a good boy. And I swear to God, those firm, steady, beautifully targeted thwacks resonate through my entire vulva and pound into the depths of my cunt. Finally, training complete, I yank down my jeans, whatever knickers I'm wearing, and the very last shred of my dominant resolve, then tell him, "Get your fucking dick in me. Immediately." If you liked this, you can find more audio porn at girlonthenet.com/audioporn, or come help me make more of it by supporting me on Patreon, patreon.com/girlonthenet.